Here is the closing Schwab market update as of 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 15 minutes after market close for Monday, October 18th. U.S. stocks ended the day mostly positive after battling back from some early weakness as the markets weighed the upbeat early third quarter earnings season with the uncertainty of inflationary pressures, supply chain issues, heightened energy prices, and data suggesting a slowdown in China. In equity news, Zillow Group announced a pause of new home purchases, but Albertsons Companies topped third quarter earnings expectations, lifted its guidance, and boosted its quarterly dividend. The economic week kicked off with a disappointing read on industrial production, but a surprising improvement in October home builder sentiment to a three-month high. Treasuries were mixed and caused some curve flattening, with rates rising on the short to mid-end of the curve, but declining on the long end, while the U.S. dollar was little changed. Crude oil prices were nearly unchanged following a recent rally, and gold ticked lower. Europe was mostly lower, and Asia finished mixed after the disappointing Chinese data and some hawkish commentary out of the Bank of England. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 36 points, or 0.1%, to 35,259. The S&P 500 index increased 15 points, or 0.3%, to 4,486. And the NASDAQ Composite gained 124 points, or 0.8%, to 15,022. In moderate volume, 779 million shares were traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and 4.1 billion shares changed hands on the NASDAQ. WTI crude oil declined 4 pennies to $81.69 per barrel. Elsewhere, the gold spot price dropped $2.80 to $1,765.50 per ounce. And the dollar index, a comparison of the U.S. dollar to six major world currencies, was flat at 93.96. In equity news on Monday, Zillow Group, ticker symbol Z, fell after the online real estate company announced that due to a backlog in renovations and operational capacity constraints, it will pause the signing of any new additional contracts to buy homes through the end of the year. The company said the pause of new contracts will enable it to focus operations on purchasing homes with already signed contracts but have yet to close, and reducing the renovation pipeline. The company added that it will continue to sell homes through Zillow offers during this period. Albertsons Companies, ticker symbol ACI, reported adjusted fiscal second quarter earnings per share of 64 cents, above the 45 cent FactSet and estimate, as revenues grew 4.4% year over year to $16.5 billion, topping the street's forecast of $15.9 billion. The grocery store company said its second quarter same store sales rose 1.5% year over year compared to the expected 1.2% decline. Albertsons said its stronger-than-expected results came amid the favorable consumer backdrop, which was complemented by an acceleration of its digital and omnichannel capabilities and increased productivity. The company raised its full-year earnings and same-store sales guidance while also announcing a 20% increase of its quarterly dividend to 12 cents per share. Albertsons Companies finished higher. Third quarter earnings season is set to kick into high gear this week, and although early, of the 42 S&P 500 companies that have reported thus far, roughly 76% of top revenue forecasts and nearly 81% have bested profit projections. Compared to last year, sales growth has been approximately 13% higher and earnings are up about 40%. This week, we'll deliver a broader look at how business activity is progressing after last week the financial sector kicked things off. Director and Senior Investment Strategist with the Schwab Center for Financial Research, David Kastner, provides his latest Schwab Sector Insights, a view on 11 equity sectors, offering a look at what we expect to see over the next 3 to 6 months. Earnings season comes as the markets have been choppy, and Schwab's chief investment strategist, Lizanne Saunders, provides her commentary, Songs of Experience, Reminiscences of a Strategist, offering lessons she has learned in her 35 years on Wall Street, which are especially relevant given the recent market action. You can find all of our market commentary on our Market Insights page at www.schwab.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Schwab Research. In economic news on Monday, the Federal Reserve's report on industrial production showed a 1.3% month-over-month drop in September versus estimates of a 0.1% increase, and compared to August's downwardly revised 0.1% decline. Capacity utilization decreased to 75.2% versus forecasts to rise modestly to 76.4% from the prior month's upwardly revised 76.2% rate. The National Association of Home Builders, or NAHB, Housing Market Index showed home builder sentiment in October unexpectedly improved to 80 from September's 76 level and compared to estimates of a dip to 75. The index hit a three-month high as the NAHB said, quote, although demand and home sales remain strong, builders continue to grapple with ongoing supply chain disruptions and labor shortages that are delaying completion times and putting upward pressure on building material and home prices, end quote. Treasuries were mixed, with yields on the short to mid-range of the curve moving higher, while rates on the longer end dipped. The markets continue to grapple with expectations that the Fed is set to begin to rein in its extraordinary measures put in place to combat the impact of the pandemic against the backdrop of persisting inflation pressures and recent upbeat economic and earnings data. Schwab's director and fixed income strategist for the Schwab Center for Financial Research, Colin Martin, offers his latest article, Waiting for Rates to Rise, What You May Miss by Staying in Cash. Colin discusses how, rather than waiting on the sidelines, consider short-term fixed-rate corporate bonds. The yield on the 2-year note rose 2 basis points to 0.42%, and the yield on the 10-year note ticked 1 basis point higher to 1.59%, while the 30-year bond rate declined 3 basis points to 2.02%. This week's economic data will likely yield somewhat to the ramping up of third quarter earnings season, but is still poised to deliver some data points that could move the markets. Housing will remain prominent, with today's home builder sentiment report being followed by tomorrow's housing construction activity report and culminating with Thursday's existing home sales release. In preparation for the November 3rd monetary policy meeting, the Fed will follow up today's industrial production and capacity utilization figures with its Beige Book report, an anecdotal look at business activity across the nation's Fed districts. Other releases that deserve a mention include initial jobless claims for the week ended October 16th, the September Index of Leading Economic Indicators, and markets' preliminary October manufacturing and services PMIs. Before going dark, the week before the early November monetary policy meeting, a host of FedSpeak will hit the wires, headlined by the participation in a panel discussion by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With volatility likely to persist, listen to our latest investor podcast, Anxious Markets Eye Speed Bumps Ahead, with Schwab's Lizanne Saunders joining in to discuss how the market is facing a host of issues, both short and long term, that are sparking concerns for investors. More housing data is in store for tomorrow, courtesy of the Housing Starts and Building Permits report, forecasted to show that starts were unchanged during September at August's annual rate of 1,615,000 units, and that permits declined 2.4% month over month to an annual rate of 1,680,000 units. In international news on Monday, European equities ended mostly lower, with most markets seeing pressure, save energy stocks in the wake of the recent rally in crude oil. The markets awaited a ramped-up third-quarter earnings season out of the world's largest economy of the U.S., as well as digested some disappointing data out of the second-largest economy of China. Meanwhile, bond yields in the Eurozone and the U.K. extended their rallies, likely bolstered by Bank of England Governor Bailey's comments that suggested the central bank will have to act to combat inflation pressures that have been exacerbated by the surge in energy costs. The euro was subdued versus the U.S. dollar, though the British pound dipped. Schwab's chief global investment strategist Jeffrey Kleintop offers his latest article, Inflation Persistently Transitory, noting how persistently going from one transitory source of inflation to the next may keep inflation elevated for longer than markets currently anticipate. The UK FTSE 100 index finished down 0.4%, Germany's DAX index and Spain's IBEX 35 index declined 0.7%, France's CAC 40 index and Italy's FTSE MIB index dropped 0.8%, and Switzerland's Swiss Market index ticked 0.1% higher. Stocks in Asia finished mixed to begin the week, with the market set to digest the ramped-up third-quarter earnings season in the U.S. while sifting through some key economic data out of China. Chinese third-quarter GDP grew at a 0.2% quarter-over-quarter pace, a noticeable deceleration from the 1.3% growth in the second quarter and below the expected 0.4% rise. Compared to last year, China's GDP expansion slowed to a 9.8% pace from 12.7% and below the expected 10.1% increase. China also reported some mixed September data, with its retail sales rising more than expected, though its industrial production grew at a softer-than-expected pace. Japan's Nikkei 225 index declined 0.2% as the yen held steady after a recent drop. Japanese stocks have seen increased volatility after strong September and third-quarter performances, as discussed by Schwab's Jeffrey Kleintop in his article, "It's All Over for Japan, and That's Good." China's Shanghai Composite Index dipped 0.1%, but the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index advanced 0.3%. Australia's S&P ASX 200 Index also rose 0.3%, and South Korea's KOSPI Index traded 0.3% lower, and markets in India returned to action following Friday's holiday as the BSE Sensex 30 Index moved 0.8% higher, with the country's finance minister suggesting its stimulus measures will continue. Tomorrow's economic calendar internationally will deliver the minutes from the Reserve Bank of Australia's October monetary policy meeting, as well as the Eurozone construction output for the month of August.